Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant milestone was observed on 11th May 2026 as India marked the 28th National Technology Day, commemorating the Pokhran to nuclear tests of 11th May 1998, also known as Operation Shakti. This day is a testament to India's technological prowess and its ability to develop cutting-edge technologies. First, let us understand the significance of Pokhran 2. It was a series of three simultaneous detonations at Pokhran, Rajasthan, on 11th May 1998. This was followed by two more detonations on 13th May 1998. The tests were led by Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, the then Director General of the Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, and Dr. R. Chidambaram, the then Chairman of the Atomic Energy Commission. The success of these tests led to India declaring itself a nuclear weapon state. What makes this significant is that the National Technology Day was declared in 1999 by Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee to commemorate this achievement. The theme for National Technology Day 2026 is Responsible Innovation for Inclusive Growth. This theme is particularly relevant in today's context, where technology is increasingly being used to drive growth and development. The three-day Vigyan Tech 2026 showcase was held at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi, to mark this occasion. The event saw the participation of over 3,000 stakeholders, 500 technologies, and 14 scientific ministries. There were also 9 deep tech showcases backed by the Department of Science and Technology, DST. The focus areas of the event included artificial intelligence, quantum computing, green hydrogen, and semiconductors, all of which are aligned with the Viksit Bharat at 2047 vision. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Pokhran 2 tests were conducted on 11th May 1998, with three devices being detonated on the first day and two more on 13th May 1998. The tests were led by Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam and Dr. R. Chidambaram. India declared itself a nuclear weapon state after the tests, which led to sanctions being imposed on the country. These sanctions were lifted between 2001 and 2008. The National Technology Day was instituted in 1999 to commemorate this achievement. Now let us turn to the historical context. The Pokhran 2 tests were a significant milestone in India's nuclear program. The tests demonstrated India's capability to develop and test nuclear weapons. This capability is crucial for India's national security and has significant implications for its foreign policy. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it is essential to remember the key facts and numbers related to the Pokhran 2 tests and the National Technology Day. Note this carefully: the tests were conducted on 11th May 1998 and the National Technology Day was declared in 1999. This is a favorite prelims fact, so make sure to revise it well. Now, let us move on to another significant development. On 11th May 2026, the Chief Justice of India, Surya Kant, launched the One Case One Data platform and an AI chatbot called Susahayak under the eCourts Phase 3 project. The One Case One Data platform is a unified case data platform that automates the retrieval and verification of case information across the Supreme Court, High Courts, District Courts, and Taluka Courts. The platform also enables reciprocal data access between High Courts. What makes this significant is that the Susahayak chatbot was developed by the National Informatics Center, NIC, and the Supreme Court Registry. The chatbot assists citizens in accessing case status and Supreme Court services. This is part of the eCourts Phase 3 project, which was approved by the Cabinet in 2023 with an outlay of 7,210 crore rupees. The project builds on the earlier National Judicial Data Grid, NJDG, and e-filing platforms. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The eCourts project has three phases. Phase I was from 2010 to 2015, Phase II was from 2015 to 2023, and Phase III was approved in 2023 with an outlay of 7,210 crore rupees. The National Judicial Data Grid, NJDG, is a pendency dashboard. Article 39A of the Constitution provides for equal justice and free legal aid. The Chief Justice of India, Surya Kant, is the 52nd CJI and has been in office since 24 November 2025. Now let us turn to another significant development. A bench of the Supreme Court, comprising Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justice Joymalya Bagchi, issued directives for expeditious bail disposal on 11 May 2026. The court observed that nothing is more important than bail, given the Article 21 right to personal liberty. The key directives issued by the court include listing fresh bail pleas within a week or on alternate days, filing status reports before the first hearing, and serving advance copies on the Advocate General. The High Courts have been urged to set outer timelines and institutionalize weekly or fortnightly listings, with automatic listing every 2 weeks. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The bail jurisprudence in India is based on the principle that bail is the rule, jail is the exception, as stated in the case of State of Rajasthan v. Balchand in 1977. Article 21 of the Constitution provides for the right to life and personal liberty. Section 480 of the BNSS, 2023, which came into force in 2024, replaces the old Section 437 and guns bail and non-bailable offences. According to the NCRB prison statistics, under-trials constitute approximately 75% of India's prison population. Now let us move on to another significant development. The center notified the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rojgar and Ajivika Mission, Gramin, Act, 2025, VB Gram, on 11 May 2026, which will replace the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Act, MGNREGA, from 1st July 2026. The key features of the VB Gram Act include permitting a seasonal pause of up to 60 days for sowing and harvesting. However, critics argue that the budget allocated for the scheme is inadequate to provide 125 days of guaranteed employment, and that the legal guarantee has been diluted, with the burden shifted to the states. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The MGNREGA was enacted in 2005 and provides for the right to work, with a guarantee of 100 days of employment. The Schedule 9 wage notification is issued by the Ministry of Rural Development. The VB Gram Act was passed by Parliament on December 18 to 19, 2025, and will come into effect on 1st July 2026. Article 41 of the Constitution provides for the right to work, which is a directive principle of state policy. Now let us turn to another significant development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the Somnath Amrit Mahotsav on 11 May 2026 at Prabhas Patan, Gir Somnath District, Gujarat, marking 75 years since the temple was reopened on 11 May 1951 by President Rajendra Prasad. The reconstruction of the Somnath Temple was driven by Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel after India gained independence. The original temple was destroyed by Mahmud of Ghani in 1026 CE and was repeatedly rebuilt. The temple is one of the 12 Jyotirlingas of Shiva. The Prime Minister performed the Mahapuja, Jal Abhishek, and Dhvaj Puja and released a commemorative stamp and coin. This was also the first ever Kumbhabhishek ceremony of the present temple, and the Indian Air Force's Surya Kiran aerobatic team performed a display. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Somnath Temple is located at Prabhas Patan, Gir Somnath District, Gujarat, and is the first of the 12 Jyotirlingas. The temple's architecture is in the Marugurjara or Chalukya style. The reconstruction of the temple was led by K.M. Munshi, who headed the trust, and the temple was reopened on 11 May 1951 by President Rajendra Prasad. The Somnath Trust was formed in 1949. Mahmud of Ghani's raid on the temple occurred in 1026 CE. Now let us move on to another significant development. The armed forces held an anniversary press conference in Jaipur on 11 May 2026, reviewing 1 year of Operation Sindoor, which was conducted from May 7 to 10, 2025. The government has framed Operation Sindoor as the new template for subconventional offensive deterrence. The key points of Operation Sindoor include the fact that it was triggered by the Pahalgam attack on 22 April 2025, in which 26 civilians were killed. The operation involved striking 9 terror sites across Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, POK, including the headquarters of the Jaish-e-Mohammed, JAIM, in Bahawalpur and the Lashkar-e-Taiba, LET, in Muridke. The operation used a range of weapons, including Rafale jets, Scalp missiles, Hammer precision-guided munitions, drones, and electronic warfare systems, and was a tri-service operation. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Operation Sindoor was launched in 2025, from May 7 to 10, 2025, and involved striking 9 sites. The operation had a 4-day kinetic phase and used Rafale jets and Scalp missiles. The JAIM headquarters in Bahawalpur and the LET headquarters in Muridke were among the targets. A ceasefire was announced via a DGMO call on May 10, 2025, at 17 o'clock Indian Standard Time. The Pahalgam attack, which triggered the operation, occurred on 22 April 2025 and was claimed by the TRF, a proxy of the LET. Now let us turn to another significant development. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari launched India's first multi-lane free flow MLFF, barrierless tolling system at the Choraisi Toll Plaza on NH48, Surat Bharuch, in Gujarat on 1 May 2026. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, MoRTH, has confirmed that the MLFF system will be rolled out across the national highway network by the end of 2026. The MLFF system combines automatic number plate recognition, ANPR, technology with FAS tag, a radio frequency identification, RFID, tag managed by the National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI. The system allows for barrierless tolling, reducing travel time, fuel consumption, and emissions, and eliminating the need for vehicles to stop at toll plazas. The day one throughput of the system was approximately 41,500 vehicles. The MoRTH plans to implement the MLFF system in 2 phases. Phase 1 will cover 25 NH plazas in 2026, and Phase 2 will cover approximately 200 plazas in the financial year 2026-27. The system also includes an e-notice system for missed payments. The National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, is the implementing agency for the project. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The MLFF system is a barrierless tolling system that combines ANPR technology with FAS tag. The system was launched on 1 May 2026 at the Choraisi Toll Plaza on NH48, Surat Bharuj, in Gujarat. The MoRTH plans to roll out the system across the national highway network by the end of 2026. The system allows for barrierless tolling, reducing travel time, fuel consumption, and emissions. Now let us move on to another significant development. A hantavirus cluster was reported on the cruise ship MV Hondius in the Atlantic, prompting alerts from the World Health Organization, WHO, and the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. The Indian Council of Medical Research National Institute of Virology, ICMRNIV, stated on 11 May 2026 that two Indian nationals on board the ship remained asymptomatic and were under observation. The key points of the hantavirus outbreak include the fact that there were 8 cases and 3 deaths, with 6 lab-confirmed cases of the ANDS virus, ANDV. The transmission of the virus occurs through the inhalation of rodent excreta, particularly from the Sigmodontinae family, and there is limited person-to-person transmission of the ANDV. The ICMRNIV chief stated that there was no immediate public health threat. The VRDL network, which consists of 165 labs nationwide, conducted RT-PCR tests for the virus. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The hantavirus belongs to the family Hantaviridae and has a rodent reservoir. The virus causes hantavirus pulmonary syndrome, HPS, in the Americas and hemorrhagic fever with renal syndrome, HFRS, in Eurasia. The ANDS virus is the only hantavirus with documented person-to-person transmission. The ICMRNIV is India's apex virology lab, and the VRDL network consists of 165 labs nationwide under the Department of Health Research, DHR, and the ICMR. The International Health Regulations, IHR, 2005, govern WHO alerts. Now let us turn to another significant development. The 10th Indian Ocean Dialogue, IOD 2026, was held in New Delhi on May 7th to 8th, 2026, marking a decadal milestone. The theme of the dialogue was Indian Ocean Region in a Transforming World. The key points of the dialogue include the fact that it was organized by the Indian Council of World Affairs, ICWA, and the Ministry of External Affairs. The dialogue is aligned with the Security and Growth for All in the Region, Sagar, vision, which was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015. The focus areas of the dialogue included maritime security, blue economy, Indian Ocean Rim Association, IORA, cooperation, and climate resilience. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The IORA was founded in 1997 and has 23 member states, with its headquarters in Mauritius. The Sagar Vision was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in March 2015 during his visit to Mauritius. The ICWA is India's oldest think tank on international relations, founded in 1943 by Sir Tez Bahadur Sapru. The Sapru House is the ICWA's headquarters in New Delhi. The dialogue reinforces India's role as a net security provider in the Indian Ocean region. The Indian Ocean is a vital component of India's foreign policy, and the country has been actively engaged in promoting regional cooperation and stability in the region. The dialogue provides a platform for India to engage with other countries in the region and to promote its interests and values. In conclusion, the developments discussed today highlight the significance of technology, innovation, and international cooperation in driving growth and development. The National Technology Day, the launch of the One Case One Data platform, and the Indian Ocean Dialogue are all examples of India's efforts to promote innovation, improve governance, and enhance regional cooperation. These developments have significant implications for India's strategic position and its role in the global community.